individual, please, Carla. And I don't know if the next two want to come up together, yes, no? I notice it's the same set. Why don't you just call them one at a time? Thank you.
888, request of Gary Coons to address council regarding community efforts to deal with the Oregon Air National Guard's continuous overhead descent landing approach. And 889, request of Andrew Pritchard to address council regarding community efforts to deal with the Oregon Air National Guard's continuous overhead descent landing approach.
Welcome back, gentlemen.
So we're going to share.
Thank you. Thank you. We're going to share our time. You're off to bat. All right. To the esteemed members of Portland City Council, thank you for your service as guardians of the public's ears. Please know that you have the opportunity to improve the quality of life for thousands of Portlanders, and it wouldn't even take a dime out of Portland's budget. My name is Andrew Pritchard, and I've lived in the Cully neighborhood for a dozen years. As the founder and spokesperson for NoJetsPortland.com, I have worked with my colleague, Gary Coons, who in addition to decades of volunteer service to Portland communities, currently chairs the East Columbia Neighborhood Association. With the support of over 1,000 Portlanders who've signed petitions and backing from many neighborhood associations, coalitions, and elected officials, we have sought to increase awareness about the issue of overhead continuous descent approaches, known as the OCDA for short, performed by Oregon Air National Guard fighter jets near PDX, and to curtail their use. The OCDA is an ongoing public health issue, an issue of industrial noise pollution in our communities, a private property value issue, an issue of community consent and equity, and most obviously, it's a livability issue. At its worst, the OCDA is intolerable and fundamentally alters the soundscape and psychological landscape of our city. Since we addressed City Council last year, Gary Coons and I researched and wrote a dissertation-like letter to Governor Brown, which elucidates the complexities of the issue and specifically asks the governor to wield her authority as commander of the Oregon Guard and take action. Copies of the letter, dated June 17 of this year, were left with your staffers, so today's presentation is working under the assumption that you're familiar with its contents and therefore will not rehash all of its details. Nonetheless, the letter to Governor Brown anticipates and addresses any potential counterarguments to our positions. The letter cites case law and rigorously documents the Guard's dismal track record of ignoring public process and community feedback, as well as the complicity of the Port of Portland. The Port of Portland, and this is crucial, is the proprietor and landlord of Orang's base at PDX, and thus is legally obligated by FAA and NEPA protocols to prevent such detrimental effects to surrounding communities, but for whatever reason has neglected its responsibilities without accountability. Furthermore, shifting flight patterns and noise from an industrial commercial area to a primarily noise-sensitive residential area runs contrary to the aviation regulatory framework. See the highlighted words of Appendix F for more on this. Writing the letter is part of a larger plan to build support for this cause. Multiple local organizations have written letters to the governor, which officially endorse the conclusions of our letter dated June 17, 2019. Today, we ask that City Council join the chorus and also endorse our letter. We aim to prove to the governor that many people, including all who sit on the council before us, care about this issue, even if many misunderstand it or assume that nothing can be done when a fighter jet soars 400 feet above your head. Gary Coons will now speak about what happens when we let the Guard continue to compromise our peace and quality of life in the name of defending our peace and quality of life.
I'm Gary Coons, and I live in the East Columbia neighborhood, where I serve as the Neighborhood Association Chairman. In the past, I served 8 or 9 years on the PDX Citizen Noise Advisory Committee, where I gained knowledge about airport regulations and operations. After college, I served for 5 years as a U.S. Naval officer in support of strong military and enjoy air shows, but not an air show that runs close above my home. The F-15s are passing only a few hundred feet above our homes as they make multiple tight turns toward the runway. This is startling to say the least. It rattles your skull and your chest cavity. The OCDA is an industrial practice that's incompatible with residential settings. Imagine if the Oregon National Guard troops, tanks, and jeeps routinely drilled through the streets of your residential neighborhood. No one would tolerate it because it would be considered an unacceptable industrial use for an area that's zoned residential. East Columbia is a neighborhood with a wide variety of housing, including multiple trailer parks. This noise pollution causes people to lose sleep or worse, and disproportionately affects marginalized communities who are no less deserving of a noise pollution-less quality of life. Like reducing speeding on Northeast Marine Drive, I have an eye toward the future. My motivation is to keep our community as a place where my children will want to live.
I think you just took away 20 seconds of our speaking time. Last week's Oregonian told the story of the residents of Whidbey Island near Seattle experiencing a sudden surge in naval jets landing on their island. There are many obvious parallels to Portland's situation, and though the details aren't identical, the fact remains that Orang currently reserves the right to escalate its use of the OCDA at any time and inflict comparable harm on Portlanders. Orang could once again renege on commitments, or future-based commanders without institutional knowledge of community sentiments could obliviously expand its use, unless we bring it to a halt. The OCDA must be kept in check, and since the Port of Portland has neglected its legal responsibilities, we're asking the help of all community leaders to pressure Governor Brown to take action. This is not theoretical. The increased use of the OCDA during the testing period of 2017 was so horrible and so intolerable that I had to get involved, not just for myself, but for those who have less of a voice. Why can Orang establish a new flight path over our homes without consent or mitigation, but it's not okay for ODOT to build a bridge over your home without consent, dialogue, or mitigation? Just because the OCDA occurs hundreds or thousands of feet above your head doesn't make it acceptable. This is our reality, and we aim to prevent it from getting worse. And keep in mind that the next generation of fighter jets, which are objectively louder, will someday replace the ones we already deal with. 10 years ago, City Council unanimously agreed to speak up on behalf of its citizens and oppose the use of the OCDA at PDX. See Appendix D. And thank you, Commissioners Fitch and Fritz. Nice work. The facts surrounding the conclusions of City Council's letter from 2019-09 regarding safety, livability, noise, vibrations, and population density haven't changed. Yet Orang has persisted in expanding the use and frequency of the OCDA. Thus, City Council's own historical record proves the point that Orang consistently ignores the feedback of the community.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
How much more do you have?
Half paragraph.
So if I'm going to ask you to finish your testimony.
Yes.
And prevail upon the mayor to give you an extra minute if necessary. But what I would ask you to do is slow down a little bit so we can hear you.
And
I know you're trying to race to get it in, and it's just a little easier to hear.
And move the mic away from your face because the sound is very
poor. We want to hear what you have to say.
Thank you. Thus, City Council's own historical record proves the point that Orang consistently ignores the feedback. And thank you. City Council's own historical record proves the point that Orang consistently ignores the feedback of the community. Though Orang and the OCDA do not fall under the jurisdiction of Portland City Council, its constituents do. And that is why today we are asking Council to write a letter to Governor Brown, which endorses the conclusions of June 17, 2019, and beseeches her to use the authority that she does have for the good of Portlanders for generations to come. And Commissioner Hardesty, since you weren't here last year, first of all, welcome and congratulations. Second of all, I'll let you know and all of you know and remind the rest of you that we have a standing offer to meet with you or your staffers to answer questions you might have.
Thank you very much for your thoughtful testimony again. And after the last time you came here, I did some inquiries and I did come to the conclusion that you have stated today, which is this is the purview of the governor. But I would be interested in, if you have some of the other letters that other jurisdictions have written, if I could get a copy of those just so I have some basis for
we can get those to you.
A communication with the governor, I'd be happy to do that.
Okay, excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.